There's a part of me that is really quite uncomfortable with this passage from our gospel today. This passage where Jesus seemingly tells Martha off for doing her work, and by doing so, pits her against her sister, Mary. The gospel reading doesn't explicitly say what Martha is doing, but centuries of folks have assumed that the many tasks Martha is engaged with and distracted by are the tasks of the home and of preparing to host Jesus and his many disciples to eat and sleep there for an unknown amount of time. And if that's the case, then that gets my back up against Jesus. Maybe it's because, as a woman, I, like generations of women before me, have been socialized into the importance of a focus on the housework, a clean house and plenty of food, as the ultimate markers of my abilities as a host. And so it's easy to get annoyed at a man telling us to just leave it, because my immediate response is probably a bit like Martha's. Jesus, the beds don't just make themselves and food doesn't magically appear on the table to feed all of you. Someone has to do the work. I mean, if Jesus really wanted to calm Martha down, he should have sent Peter and Andrew into the kitchen to do the dishes, James and John into the bedroom to start making the beds, and Thomas could have started sweeping. And that's the other reason why I get frustrated with Jesus in this story from the Gospels, because all throughout the Gospels, Jesus's primary ministry is all about hospitality, about welcoming those who are otherwise turned away from society, about miraculously multiplying loaves of bread and fish so that a gathering of thousands might have something to eat, about loving our neighbors, about making people feel like they are welcomed into the kingdom of God. And then there's this passage where Jesus seems to be poo-pooing Martha's hard work of hospitality towards Jesus and his disciples, and I don't like it. But is that really what's going on here? One of the primary rules of biblical interpretation is that we read each passage in context, not only in the context of what's on either side of that passage in that particular book of the Bible, but also in the context of the whole of the narrative of Scripture. So if we hold Jesus' words to Martha in the context of his repeated actions of hospitality, then I don't think we can simply read this as Jesus telling Martha that she has it wrong and needs to focus on sitting at Jesus' feet and listening as Mary does. Because Jesus would never tell someone not to love, not to care, not to feed or clothe those who are guests in our lives. So what is Jesus saying? Notice what he actually says. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. It isn't about her housekeeping. Because as we know, the ministry of Jesus was only able to happen because of those scores of women across Galilee and Judea who took on that vital ministry of service, the ministry of hospitality, the ministry of feeding and sheltering Jesus and his many disciples and followers. Besides, I'm sure Jesus really liked the warm meal that he undoubtedly had at the end of the day. Instead, it's about those things that kept her from encountering Jesus, the things that pull her in all directions at once, that distract her from seeing God, and the worries that stop her from receiving anything that Jesus offers. Those self-imposed tasks that we try to do on our own that end up being bigger than we could have imagined. And so Jesus stops her. Stops her and reminds her that these distractions, our worries, are keeping her from being whole. They're tearing her apart. They're keeping her apart from the fellowship of her friends. They're keeping her from ministry. Martha, says Jesus, Martha, yes, I care. I care that you are so worried and distracted by all the many things that you're getting angry. I care that your worry has kept you from being fully present, fully engaged, and fully alive. And I care because that worry is breaking you apart. So no, I won't tell Mary not to be one of my disciples in her way. Neither will I tell you not to continue to being a loving, hospitable disciple yourself. But I will remind you of what I've said before, because it bears repeating. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it's the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. So Martha, do not try to do this huge task of ministry alone. You can't. To serve alone tears us apart. So be together. Be whole. Don't try to do it alone. It's the work that we all share. Ministry is not one job or another job. And it shouldn't be a flurry of distractions pulling us apart. There's more to it than what we do. And we all share in ministry by recognizing that each of us have different parts that complement the others. Not so that we would have a list of jobs, but so that together, in the company of our Savior, we carry the load and find rest for our souls. Amen.